On this fifth Sunday of Lent, the church is preparing us to enter into Holy Week. We are now in the 12th chapter of St. John's Gospel, and this gospel can often be divided into two major parts. The first part is known as the Book of Signs, which focuses on Jesus' 3 years of public ministry. It looks at some of Jesus' words and deeds, like his miracles and teachings. The second part is known as the Book of Glory. This focuses on Jesus' Paschal mystery, his suffering, death, and resurrection. Now, our gospel today is right at the hinge between these two major parts. So we are transitioning from the Book of Signs into the Book of Glory. Jesus is coming to the end of his public ministry and looking now toward his passion. And this would be the last time Jesus enters into Jerusalem. A major theme in our gospel and readings today is this: covenant. That God wants to come and establish a covenant with us. And a covenant is established through Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection. That Paschal mystery. From the very beginning of creation, God really had one desire, and that was to draw all people to himself. He placed that desire on each and every human heart, and the scriptures show that in order to draw people to himself, God established these different covenants. A covenant with Noah, a covenant with Abraham, a covenant with Moses. A covenant is a pledge or a sharing of life. It's to share one's life with another. It's to give one's life out of love to someone else. And so that's what a covenant is. And in our gospel, Jesus is establishing the new and eternal covenant. He says, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. His words here are pointing to this crucifixion, where he'll be raised up from the earth. In this moment, Jesus is actually saying, I will be yours. I will be faithful and loyal to you always, even to the end of time. And so simply for us, a question we can reflect upon this week is how can we prepare ourselves to enter into Holy Week and strive to live this covenant relationship with Jesus? Over in Europe, there's these different churches and basilicas that have an inscription on the inside of pulpits. And these inscriptions are to remind the readers and preachers the whole reason why people come to Mass. One of the inscriptions on the inside of a pulpit comes from today's gospel. The Greeks come to Philip and say, Sir, we would like to see Jesus. And so I think a simple way we can prepare well for Holy Week is this desire. We would like to see Jesus, to have that desire. Each and every person, whether they know it or not, desires to see Jesus in their life. They want to know how God is active. And some of those ways we strive to see Jesus for ourselves and come in contact with him is through prayer. It's by coming to Mass, it's to receive the sacraments. But it's also striving to love our family and our neighbors. And what ultimately happens when we desire to see Jesus? In one of the Psalms, it says, as you behold, so you will glow. In other words, we become what we behold. Whatever we pay attention to and stay fixed on, we actually are filled up with that thing, and it radiates out from us. And so when I take in a beautiful sunset or look at a mountain range, in a real sense, I am being filled up with beauty. When I look at something that is true, I am being filled with truth. The same applies, though, when I look at the storms in my life, my fears, anxieties, my mess. At times, I'm filled up with that as well. And so what is important as Christians to remember is that we are always to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, that we are to behold him so that we can radiate him to others. It's just like Peter when he was walking on the water. When he kept his eyes fixed on Jesus, he started doing things that only Jesus could do. But when he paid attention to the storm and the wind, he began to sink. And so it's just important to remember, too, in our daily crosses that we have. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus on the cross, to remember that we aren't alone in our own suffering, but Jesus is pouring out his unconditional love there. And when we are looking on Jesus and being filled with his life, we'll start to notice something as well, that we aren't the only ones beholding, that it's actually Jesus who beholds us first, that it's Jesus on the cross who looks upon me with love and mercy. It's like that beautiful story in Ars, France in the 1800s with St. John Vianney and a farmer. One day, a farmer walks into the church to pray, spends some time in prayer, and then leaves. The following day, Father John Vianney saw this farmer go into the church and pray, spend some time, and then leave. And so finally, this saint went up to this farmer and asked him what he was doing in prayer. And do you remember what that farmer said? He pointed to the Blessed Sacrament and said, "I look at him, and he looks at me." This farmer looks at Jesus, and Jesus looks at the farmer. This farmer is being filled with God's life, and he radiates Jesus to others. And so as we are approaching this Holy Week and preparing to enter into Christ's passion, his death, his resurrection, may we simply have that desire on our hearts, like those Greeks. We would like to see Jesus.